You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we are going to talk about start saving money, actually how to save 40% of your income so that you can do the following. Now, before I get started, the following meaning the four things I'm going to talk about right now, and I was just reading my post, but before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know has been struggling with personal finance, which is a very, very important issue. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you need to be very good at personal finance, because if you can't manage your own finances, just imagine how bad you're going to be with your business money. Because generally speaking, if your business makes a certain amount of money, a lot of new entrepreneurs say, oh my gosh, I sold 100 grand. I have 100 grand that I can spend. And then they realize that they have to still pay for the supply, the shipment, the taxes, and a bunch of other stuff, Facebook advertising, whatever it is. And then they're left with only 10 or 15% of the sales. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I already spent all the money. I'm in a big hole now. And I actually have a huge debt instead of having a healthy business. So with that said, I'm going to tell you that if you want to become truly wealthy, start saving about 40% of your income. Now, you tell me, De Niro, if I save 40% of your income, I have nothing left for myself. Well, if that's the case, get a second stream of income, or double down on the current income and make sure that you make more money. There are so many different ways that you can do that. Now, once you start saving 40% of your income, the first thing that I would do if I were you, I would invest in your first real estate property. Now, I know it's not easy to invest in real estate, especially if you live in a big city. Like, I am from Toronto and Rome, and in both places, I know that the real estate market is very, very expensive compared to other places. But with that said, there are a lot of opportunities outside of the downtown cores of these big cities where there is maybe homes in foreclosure, or maybe you can find a property that it's not in its best conditions. You can buy it, fix it up over time, either flip it or put someone inside to live in it so that you can start having your very first passive income stream. Now, after that, what I would do is use that either 40% of the money that you've been saving, or if you already bought a property and you have this passive income coming in, I would fund that business idea that I always wanted to work on. Guys, I always find people, especially my clients, my coaching clients, that tell me, you know, I had this business idea, but I didn't have the money. Or then I have the other side of the coin. They tell me, you know, I got so much money. I have money saved up, but I don't know what to do, and I'm scared to spend it because I don't have a good idea. So in that case, wherever you are in stage in life, if you have the money, make sure to find a good idea, and there's so many different ideas, especially nowadays with the internet, and invest in something, because business is the fastest way to create wealth, even more than investing. Now, if you have a lot of money, millions of dollars in investing dollars that you can't put up front, then of course investing is a better option, is a safer option in a way sometimes, and it requires less work than starting a business from scratch. But if you don't have that and you can provide a lot of value for people in your market, then by all means, starting a business is the best way you can use and do to make lots of money. Now, point number three, buy all those dividend stocks you hear and read about. Now, I got a few friends of mine that have already hit their seven-figure earnings with dividend stocks. Just not only with that, but they started and reinvested all those dividends over and over and over again for about 15 years now. And they're seven-figure earners. They made a ton of money. And the beauty of dividend stocks is that they are not really tied with how the market is performing, right? If you buy stocks and you're just waiting for capital gains, let's say you buy it at 10 bucks and you hope that it's going to go up to 15 or 20 to sell it, you know, you'll never really know how fast and if it will get to that level. But if you buy stocks that give you dividends, you're going to get that 2.5, 3%, depending on what stocks they are. I mean, like, you will be able to get some cash, recurring revenue from these stocks on a quarterly basis, biannual basis. But basically, it is a sure thing. So a lot of people that tell me I don't want to invest, they're basically mixing up trading with investing and value investing. Point number four, if you save 40% of your income, you will be able to have the life you always been dreaming on. Tons of people live a life that they don't like, maybe a job they don't like, but instead of saving money and trying to get out of the current situation and creating a 3 to 5 year plan to break free from what they don't like, they keep on spending every single penny they make. And when they finish that money, they get credit cards and they get themselves even in more debt. And in order for them to pay those credit cards, they keep on working hard and then having to pay off not only the debt, but also, of course, the 15, 20% interest rate on that credit card. So if that is you right now, stop immediately what you're doing. Scale down, live below your means, and stay broke until you become rich. That's something that Grant Cardone always says. Stay broke until you hit $10 million. Now, if you don't want to make $10 million or more, $100 million, that's fine. Don't need to have these big goals. But until you can really, really afford a comfortable lifestyle, do not try and impress other people. Because if you are spending money that you don't have, sooner rather than later, you will have to start selling things you do need. That's what Warren Buffett used to say. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode. Until next time, up your game.